Among George Wishart's friends and associates, before he was taken prisoner and executed, was a certain John Knox, a young man, though actually probably not much younger than Wishart himself, but less advanced in his embracing of Protestantism. But during the siege of the castle, following Beaton's assassination, the Castilians, as they became known, became a focus of Protestantism within Scotland, and many Protestants did take refuge there, including Knox himself. And it was actually when he was in the castle that Knox received what he called his calling to become a Protestant preacher. It's not something he did without considerable agonizing. In fact, he says himself in his account of this calling that he prayed and cried to the Lord before finally convincing himself that he was indeed God's messenger, God's prophet. As I said, it's a long, prolonged siege, and there was an armistice at one point during the siege when the Protestants were allowed out of the castle, or some of them anyway, and it was on this occasion that Knox actually preached his very first Protestant sermon, not in the castle, but in the local parish church in Holy Trinity. And it was a real fundamentalist root and branch sermon that was advocating or urging the uprooting of popery and all vestiges thereof and the establishment of a pure, reformed, godly church. In many respects, those who were besieged in the castle as Protestants were looking to the King of England, Henry VIII, to help them out of their difficulty. But Henry never did anything. Instead, the castle finally fell to the French, who sent a fleet which bombarded the castle from the sea, not terribly effectively, but then disembarked soldiers and cannon, which were placed on St. Salvator's Tower of the University and various parts of the cathedral precincts, from which they were able to bombard the castle very effectively. And once that began, the castle actually fell within about 6 hours. Its inmates, the Protestant refugees, as it were all taken prisoner, and many of them were forced to serve as galley slaves in the French Navy. And those actually included John Knox, who spent the next 18 months chained to an oar on a French galley before finally being released to continue his Protestant ministry.